delighted to say that the man himself has joined us now. Many congratulations, Paul Sturrock.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasing evening for everybody, I think.
Did you think, honestly, that when you came away from Plymouth on Friday for this doubleheader, that you'd be going home tonight as champions?
I think I had a funny feeling about it. I think, obviously, I thought we looked as if we had run a race up at Hartlepool. We looked very tired, very lethargic. You know, I think everybody had partied over the promotion part. A bit disappointing when we played Southend. Everybody went away home thinking we'd actually lost that game. But the freshness of the full week without a game definitely benefited us. We worked very hard. We changed the strip, obviously. We changed the training onto the pitch. We changed near enough everything we could to put a freshness into the team. Summers worked very hard with the players. A couple of days I was off ill, we came back again on Thursday and Friday, and we punished them again on the shape of the team that we wanted to play the two games in. And we've scored 6 goals in 2 games. I'm saying it's quite crazy. Another system of play we've adapted to, and it's worked for us.
And how did you, 50 hours after the final whistle at Carlisle, get your players going again for the way in which they played tonight?
Well, you've got to remember that Darlow were in the same boat as us. They played Saturday as well, so it was a leveller as far as that's concerned. I was disappointed with the pitch. I thought we might get to pass the ball a wee bit more, but the players have adapted to the system really well. I thought the front three have been immense over the two games. It's really, you couldn't pick out anybody because the whole team has been unbelievable. And I'm delighted for the fans. And at the end of the day, the fans have had what you would call a up and down roller coaster time of it for many a year, the last 5 or 6. And it's just a wee taste for them, and it's, you know, we thank you for their travelling every week to very, very cold places, going home losing and their tails between their legs and being so disappointed with what's been happening. They've partied all season, they've been fantastic away from home, and the home fans have been great as well. And let's hope that they all turn up. Let's sell all these tickets on Saturday. Let's have a right good day.
And build for next season.
Well, it's been difficult to do that. It would have been nice if we'd won that championship about 4 or 5 games ago. I could have had a wee look at the second division. We know we have to add to the squad, but these boys have got to be given the opportunity. I'm saying, got to be with 3 or 4 new players, but given the opportunity to prove to everybody. An important season for us next year, because the 5-year plan has got us to consolidate ourselves in the second division, and that's our aim.
Your bottle of champagne's there on the shelf, Paul. Enjoy it on the bus, won't you?
Don't worry about it. I'm not looking forward to about 3 in the morning today, because I don't think I'll be seeing very straight.
Thank you very much indeed. The manager of Plymouth Argyle, Paul Sturrock, who I shake by the hand on Championship night here at Feetham.